Now, the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. On today's show about English words and expressions, we're going to talk about bread. Now, most countries around the world have some sort of bread in their food culture. No matter what shape or flavor it has, bread sustains people. It not only helps them to survive, but also to feel satisfied and comfortable. Maybe that is how the word bread got its slang meaning. You see, bread and the raw form dough both can mean money. In the song I Get Around, the Beach Boys sing about making real good bread to attract women, and they do not mean a baguette. If you make a lot of bread at a job, your employer is paying you well. On the other hand, if you are out of bread, you do not have any way to pay for your expenses. You are broke. Using bread and dough this way may sound a little outdated, but you will hear it used that way, so it's good to know. And bread, meaning money, is used in several English expressions. Take, for example, this very current, common, and useful expression, breadwinner. Even though bread here means money, the word breadwinner does not mean someone who has won money in a competition. A breadwinner is a person who makes money for others. They are the ones who pay the bills in a family. They support or provide for dependents. So, we can also call a breadwinner a provider. Let's hear it used in this example.
I saw Elsa the other day. She looked so tired. What's going on?
She has a lot of pressure on her right now. Her parents are both really sick. So, she is now the breadwinner for her whole family.
Oh, wow. Doesn't she have a brother in college?
Yeah, and her grandfather lives with her, so she has to provide for all of them.
No wonder she looked so tired. She has to support a lot of dependents on one salary.
To throw another food expression into the discussion, the breadwinner in a family is also the person who brings home the bacon. These days, some people also use cheese to mean money. Put bread, bacon, and cheese together, and you have a lot of money, not to mention a really tasty sandwich. Now, if you are the sole breadwinner for your family, it is important that you keep your job. It would be cruel for someone to take the bread out of your mouth. That does not mean they stole your sandwich while you were eating it. This expression means they took away your ability to make money, your livelihood. And that would be terrible for your whole family. If you lose your livelihood, you could end up on the breadline. A breadline is a line of people seeking food from a charity or government agency. In the 1930s, during the economic depression in the United States, it was common to see hundreds of people in big cities waiting on bread lines. So, being on the bread line describes someone who depends on food donations to survive. And that's the end of this Words and Their Stories. We do have some other bread expressions, but they will have to wait for another time. I'm Anna Mateo.
20 years, you have to die for the 50 more. Oh.